Hello, everyone. Welcome and thank you so much for tuning into the first episode of the fifth chapter in the Dead Podcast Anthology series created by the Bloody FM Podcast Network in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation, which, you know what, if you didn't know, the foundation is dedicated to mentoring aspiring writers while guiding them through the creation and production process of their written works. Seriously, all of us here at Bloody FM are very excited to continue shaping the stories into immersive audio fiction. And speaking of podcast episodes, let's go ahead and begin listening to the first episode of Chapter 5. And the title of this chapter is Run Rabbit. But first, we do have a quick ad break and then this week's episode.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
In a world plagued by the undead.
By the undead.
The stories of survivors are well known.
Survivors.
You have new messages.
Keep running, rabbit.
These stories are heralded as examples of hope and strength.
Stories of the lost and of those with the courage to continue.
Over time, they become fables, legends, never lost or forgotten, but remembered as
tales of wisdom, passed down from
survivor to survivor,
survivor to survivor,
to those who carry on,
to those who carry on.
These are the stories of the precious few
who walk the earth as shells of their former selves.
These are their stories.
These are the stories of the dead.
I won't be long.
No, it's okay, Sheriff. I'm glad I got to see you before.
Yeah, same, Jen. I just need to grab something from the bookshelf.
Okay. Did you hear anything back from the recruitment place?
Yeah, I did.
And?
They had some offers.
That's amazing!
I turned them down.
Oh. You didn't like the pay or the commute or something?
We talked about this, Jen.
Okay. You don't want a new job. Did you ever ask the old place to reconsider?
Gemma.
Fine. You say you don't want a job now, but what about when you get back?
I was watching this guy's YouTube video, and he was talking about how he lived in his car for 9 years. It was a tiny little car. He did it to save up the deposit for a house, you know? But then he liked the freedom of it all so much that he just didn't go back.
So you're gonna live in your car for 9 years?
Ah, here it is. What? No. I don't know. Probably not 9 years. Just for a bit. Car insurance papers. Just in case, you know.
Is that everything?
It is. I better get going. I need to grab some water, some food and stuff from the supermarket. And then there's...
Be careful, will you? On the news, they're talking about some new flu or something. I have some oranges. You should take them. It'll be good to keep up your vitamin C there.
I can buy my own oranges, Jem.
Fine. Go. I'll be okay. Here, all on my own.
Okay. Be seeing you.
I'll call.
You don't need to. I'll be fine.
Still, I'll call.
I won't answer.
I'll leave voicemails.
I won't listen to them.
You will. Even if you say you won't and you don't, I believe that you will. I need to believe that you will.
Jem.
I love you.
Jem.
I'm gonna keep wearing the ring.
Fine.
You will regret this. Don't leave this life we've built. There's so much good here. Don't run from this. Please, please don't run. Please don't do this.
Jem, I...
Okay, go. Run, Sheriff. Run away. If that's what you're so good at, just go.
It doesn't mean I don't love you.
I'll still call. I'll still leave voicemails.
I won't listen to them.
You will.
You are now listening to Run Rabbit, Part 1, Into the Wild.
This is on. Hello?
Okay, cool. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Sheriff, and this is my brand new YouTube channel. Sorry if the audio quality isn't up to snuff. I'm hoping to invest in some new equipment soon, but like my dad always told me, you make do with what you got. And this is what I got. So, a little backstory then. I grew up in a mining town in Yorkshire, and it was a simple life. But at some point, I got caught up in the excitement of it all, in the rat race, which led me to the big smoke. To furnish my new living situation, I got myself a highly stressful job with mediocre pay and found myself a partner in crime to rob banks with, to take over the world. And for a while, it was me and her against the world. But then, it all became so suffocating, so close. The bills, the stress, the job, the expectations. Like Christopher McCandless, I felt the call to go into the wild. Wait, didn't Christopher McCandless die alone in a field? Maybe I'm making a huge... Whoa, what the fucking... See, there was an idiot driver there. And before, I might have cursed them out. I might have called them a fucking fuckety fuckhead. But that was the old me. That was London me. Now, I will simply call them a fuckhead and leave it at that. So, the plan. I am going to move into my car. I've seen other YouTubers do it, and it looks perfect. Think about it. It's like camping, but on wheels. I'll get to go to all the amazing places I've wanted to visit. The Scottish Highlands, the Peak District, the lakes, all those beautiful Welsh coastlines. And I won't even have to worry about pitching a tent. There was one guy who drove all around Western Europe while sleeping in his car. And it looked so freeing. Every morning he woke up, looked for the sun, and drove towards it. So that's my plan. I'm going to use the savings I have in the bank to convert my car into a stealthy micro camper. And I'm going to be alone for a while. But I'll be free. And I'll document this journey here on this YouTube channel. Oh, remember to click like and subscribe. To a camping supply shop and picked up a stove, a kettle, some cutlery, a deck chair, and a little LED bulb that's charged by sunlight. It's neat. It got me looking into solar panels for the car. If I can get some kind of battery too. And then I can keep my camera and my laptop charged, even when 2 weeks into the adventure. Not going to lie, the first few nights were rough. I think I messed up my back pretty bad. Also, need to get something to cover the windows. I woke up last night and there was this guy staring right through, right at me. He looked ill. It's north of Manchester. Have been driving a lot. Oh. I found a way to flatten down the front seat, so now I can sleep completely flat with my legs stretched all the way out. Heaven. This must be heaven. Months in, the car is completed. The windows are all blacked out. The camping and cooking situation is on point. And now I have the solar panel up top. Which means I can charge my camera to record more of these videos. And my phone, if I ever want it. 2 miles north of Blackpool, the scenery outside is breathtaking. I haven't spoken to anyone since... Wait. 3 days. That can't be right. Lonely. Life is all fun and games, but it's lonely. Perfect camping spot on this country lane, surrounded by these wild deer. Happiness is only real when shared. I think that's what Christopher McCandless wrote. Happiness is only real. For miles yesterday, just by Gretna Green, and didn't see anyone else on the roads at all. Eerie. Things are getting weird.
In London, Manchester, Birmingham, Edinburgh, and other larger cities, authorities urge residents to remain indoors and secure their homes. The nature of these disturbances is unclear at this time, but emergency services are responding with full force.
What the fuck?
The Prime Minister is set to address the nation shortly, and we expect to receive further guidance on the situation. For now, citizens are encouraged to stay tuned to official channels for important updates and...
Jem. Not sure why I'm recording this, but it's... something big is happening. I'm nearing the M25, and the traffic leaving the city is... I've never seen so many cars before. Excuse me. Hello? Can you wind down your window?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, where are you headed?
London.
I don't think so, mate. Not anymore, you're not.
How come?
You've been sleeping in a cave or something?
Or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. I reckon London City Airport's how it got in, and now it's a fucking war zone. Go down there, you're likely to get shot. Or worse, you might get locked in.
I need to go and see my wife.
Fuck that, you don't. Then you can't.
Can't? What do you mean?
Look around you, mate. You think all these people are leaving to go spend a day at a beach? You think I always carry my dad's ashes in the boot for family days out? No. They're locking it down, mate. Fencing off the entire fucking city. No way in, no way out.
That can't...
Sorry, mate. If there's somebody still in there...
I just...
You okay?
I just... Yeah, I'm fine. I just need to find my phone.
Okay.
I haven't turned it on in months. Hopefully, it still works. Ah.
Phone successfully paired. Calling Gemma.
Come on.
The person you are calling is currently unavailable. Please try again. You have 16 new voicemails. Press 1 to listen.
Okay, Jem. Okay, you win. I'll listen. Hello? Is there anybody there? Well, Jem, I guess the coast is clear. What a beautiful day. Nothing but open fields and floral pastures. Freedom, Jem. It's freedom. Just like I always wanted. Fuck my life. But no creepy zombie boys, zombie girls, and nary a single zombie child. No zombie dogs either. Gemma, do you think dogs can become zombies? Yeah, probably not. Ah, here it is. Water here is good, Jem. It's running. There are no dead things in it. In fact, did I even tell you about the first zombie I ever saw? I was doing this, filling up my bottle from a stream. There was a body in the water. It was stuck, trapped between a heavy current and a pile of rocks, covered in sticks and algae. It was waterlogged, all bloated, kind of marbled, but awful, with these poached egg-looking eyes. At the time, I thought dead was dead. So I was going to call out for help or something. But then the thing, it looked at me. And I suddenly knew the world had changed. I mean, I knew it had already, but seeing one in real life is different. It makes everything different. Okie dokie. Let's see how we're looking. Oh, fucking come on. Don't do this to me. Come on. Ah. Taking stock, it is now 647 days since quarantine day, 768 days since I left the flat, the city, that I left you. We are low on diesel. We have all the usual warning lights on. A brake fluid light. Some yellow light that keeps clicking off and on. One little light that looks like a sad face. And, oh, we have a new one. No idea what that one's for. It's red though. Probably not a good sign. I have water. I have 3 boxes left of those salted peanuts from that warehouse. I know I complained about the nuts for a while, but when they're gone, I'm going to miss them, along with everything else. I am talking to myself more than before. It's getting worse. Though, looks like the solar panel has decided to work again today. And we have a little charge in the battery. And if I have power, I have you.
Phone successfully paired. You have no new messages. Playing message from 11:53, April 4th, 2023.
AKA quarantine day.
Sheriff, please, please answer your bloody phone. I'm worried. We all are. They closed the underground yesterday. No underground access at all. Not even a single bloody bus replacement service. How am I supposed to get to the shops now? It's getting scary.
It sounds it, Jem.
I wonder where you are now.
Only about 15 miles north.
I wonder if you're still running. You know you can't run all your life.
I know that now.
I saw your YouTube video and it's fun. You need a better camera. But it's fun. You're cute. I won't watch anymore, though.
Jem.
I don't know if I can call much more. It's breaking me a little bit every time. I miss you too much. Go run into a field for all I care. I do miss you. I want you to know, Sheriff, that I still love.
No! Fucking battery's gone again! Fuck! Shit! Fucking shit! Ah! My hand! Deep breaths. Sheriff, breathe. I'm sorry, Jem. I'm gonna fix this. I can fix this. I can fix this. And I'll start with this fucking car. Where was it? Wait, shit. Yes. If in need, come and see. If in need, come and see the Nightingales. These are the guys, Jem. The Nightingales are supposed to be able to fix anything. Old engineers and electricians, apparently. Don't see anyone. And the gate looks like it's locked up tighter than a gnat's arsehole.
Hey, it's me, it's Rissa. You are listening to The Dead on the Bloody FM Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and enjoy an ad-free listening experience, head on over to bit.ly/supportthedead. That's bit.ly/supportthedead. You can also find this link in the show notes. And now, a quick message from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
Hello? What the fuck? Nobody.
Oi!
What? Who's there?
Nobody ever tell ya. You can't go around shouting no more. Didn't you know there are monsters about?
What? Oh, the zombies.
No, the clouds in the sky. Yes, the zombies, if you want to call them that. I don't. I call them monsters because that's what they are.
Where are you speaking from? Can't see you. Oh, there you are. So you're... What's somebody your age doing out here, little girl?
It's not little girl. My name is Lil.
Is Lil short for little girl?
I'm going now. Goodbye, man who wasn't nice to me.
No, wait. You're with the Nightingales, yeah? I came to see them. My car is all messed up and I need...
If you need, come and see. If you need, come and see.
Yeah, I need some stuff for my car, little girl. Sorry, Lil. Where are you going?
Hold your horses, will you?
That's a fancy gate. You guys really are engineers.
Go on then, man who wasn't nice to me. Good luck. I'll be cheering for you.
Thanks, I think. Weird kid.
Hold it steady, will you? You drop that on my toe and I'll...
Eyes up. Newcomer.
Shh. Shh.
This is... an odd place, Jem. There are car parts everywhere. And radio towers. I think... seeing about 20 people here. Maybe more. Lots of them squirreled away in old cafes and high street shops. So much junk here too. Piles of it. And there are people on bikes. I think they're generating power. Kind of genius, really.
Oi, oi. Fresh meat. We got some fresh meat.
We'll make it past the first stop, let me tell ya. The first chuffing stop!
Whoa, lady! I nearly ran you over!
Two knocks for good luck.
Wait, what?
Two knocks.
Okay. What now?
You here for the run?
I'm here to get my car fixed.
Yeah, you're here for the run. I'll let him know you've arrived.
Let who know? Hello? Wow. There are more of you than I thought.
You think he's got them?
Not got the eyes. Don't think so.
Okay. Back up a little, please.
Frail. Doesn't seem to me to be.
Back the fuck up, will you? I'm not gonna ask again.
Welcome! 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 What do I see before me but a challenger? An example? A beautiful creature. Does one have all 10 fingers and all 10 toes?
Yeah.
A survivor, is he not, ladies and gentlemen? Does he not look like he's been given a hand from the devil himself and bet the house anyway?
He'll do it.
Not sure yet. Don't think he'll even wake up breathing.
What are you talking...
What's your name, lad?
They said you could help.
Your name?
Sheriff. My name is Sheriff.
Funny name. And what does Sheriff require of the Nightingales?
My car. It's all kinds of screwed up. There's a bunch of warning lights on the...
Your car?
Car? We do cars.
We do cars. We do.
Car? Oh, we do cars. Do we?
Well, I need to get the solar panel. No, the battery.
Doesn't even know, does he?
Doesn't even know, does he?
We can't help you if you don't tell us what you need.
Flapping! He'll never make it.
Fine. My phone. I need to get my phone working again. I need my phone.
I can see this is rather important to you.
It is.
And you're happy to pay the price?
I don't have much, but yeah, whatever you want, I'll pay it.
Stanley, what options do we have before us?
Cat, fox,
No and no. Don't worry, we'll find something suitable for you.
Rabbit, dog,
What was that?
Dog?
No, before that.
Rabbit?
Yes!
What are you talking...
In the chops!
Apologies, but this is important. Reginald, Stanley, hold him up for a sec, will you?
Yes, Mr. C.
Righto.
It's lovely to meet you, Mr. Rabbit. My name is Mr. C. That's spelled S-E-E. And they call me that because I see no evil. But hear everything. Have heard everything.
I think you broke my nose.
You have asked us, the Nightingales, for assistance, and have therefore entered into an agreement with both ourselves and you. Yourself and us. Do you concur?
Do I what? I'm going to break your nose. How's that for a fucking agreement?
Ugh. Do you want your car fixed and stocked or not? And your phone, of course, fixed.
Yes, of course I do.
And the deal is made. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a game.
It's on. We have a run. We have a run.
It's on.
It's on.
We have a run.
We have a run.
We have a run.
We have a run. Feel free to make your bets and tell your stories, but not until after we prep the meat. Yes? Mr. Rabbit?
You guys have lost your fucking minds. I have no idea what the fuck is...
Get the fuck out of my mouth.
Come now, Mr. Rabbit. Open wide.
Just swallow it. Swallow it. Come on. There you go, good boy.
What was that? What did you put in my mouth?
Just a little something to calm your nerves, Mr. Rabbit. We need you well rested and a mite sprightly for the games ahead.
What? What games are you... What's happening to me?
Rest, Mr. Rabbit. Rest your weary bones. Lil, can you be a darling and clear the table, please?
Mr. C.
Good, good. Lads, remember to lift with your legs, yes?
What? Where? Where's Gemma?
Don't run away from this.
Gemma?
Isn't this what you wanted?
Not this. Not this.
You now go into the wild.
Ready, Mr. C?
Ready, Mr. C?
Mr. C?
Ready, Mr. C? Ready, Mr. C? Ready, Mr. C? Ready, Mr. C?
Stop. 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 Stop.
Remember, team, skin to stitch. Skin to stitch. Don't want the transponder falling off again before he's even set up.
Skin to stitch, skin to stitch. Pass me the glue, Stanley.
Righto, Reginald.
Righto.
Do you want the needle too?
Get,
do you
want the needle too? Get off me.
Shut your trap, you!
Shut your trap, you!
Yes, please, Stanley.
Easy, lad. Mr. Rabbit, a few brain cells intact, will you?
Mr. City?
Yes, look.
I was wondering...
Ooh, a dangerous sport, that. Go on.
Do you think if Mr. Rabbit wins, Mummy will start eating again?
Oh, Lil. Where is your mummy tonight? Resting, is she?
Yes.
I do, Lil. I believe that if Mr. Rabbit can make it, and I pray to heaven itself that he does, then everything will become better for us. And your mum will be hungrier than ever. And the cancer in her throat will simply float away into the darkest corners of the night sky. But before he can win, he needs to begin. Okay.
I can't breathe, Jem.
Yes.
Good girl. You run ahead and unlock the gates, okay? You are my little key master, after all.
Okay.
Ready, boys? Pass me the face.
Here goes.
Quite.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Still feeling lively. Looks like you need a second dose. Open wide. A good boy, and take your medicine. There we go. Wasn't so bad, was it? Take him on through then, lads. I'll get the comms desk ready. One witch is burning down, burning down. My fairy beauty.
Help. Gemma! Oh God, that smell. What the hell is that stink? Oh shit, I'm gonna... Wait. Where am I? I'm back. I'm in London again. Whoa. Everything's so close. So warm. What the hell is on my face? Fuck. I'm fucking bleeding. Did they glue this onto my face? And arms? Everything's covered. I'm covered in fur. Need a mirror or a window. There. They dressed me up. What now? Hello?
Ah, Mr. Rabbit. You survived the night. Well done.
What the fuck did you do to me? You dressed me like some sort of football mascot or something.
Yes. Yes, I suppose I did.
And how did you bring me inside the QZ?
That's for me to know, and for you to... not know. Listen, Mr. Rabbit, can I call you Mr. Rabbit?
No.
Well, Mr. Rabbit, the nightingales are ever so excited. We've not had a good race in such a lonely long time, and quite honestly, between you and me, we need it.
Race?
It's simple. You will need to run from hither to Thither. Thither being the other side of the city. You will be guided to different waypoints, at which you will find other red telephone boxes such as this, whereupon I shall give you guidance to the next waypoint. If you can make it without dying, you will be recompensed, and then some. And if you do not make it without dying, then you do not.
I don't understand.
Yes, Mr. Rabbit. Yes, you do. Now, are you ready for your instructions to the next post?
Fuck.
I'll take that as a yes. From here, go west, past the famous Cutty Sark. Then loop through Greenwich, by the Tower Bridge, whereupon you shall find the next stop.
There's no way I'm doing any of that.
Yes, you will. You see, you have found yourself tumbling down the sloping edges of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, Mr. Rabbit. Right now, you have no need for lofty convictions or self-actualization. You need water. You need food. You need to survive. So, yes, I believe that you will.
Shit.
I'll give you a few seconds to collect your resolve, Mr. Rabbit.
Wait.
10, 9, 8.
What the fuck have I gotten myself into? What do you reckon, Jem? Yeah, I thought so.
4, 3, 2.
Okay. What now?
1. There are more alarms like the one above. Every minute you linger, another alarm will be triggered.
So, how does that...
It wakes the sleeping city, Mr. Rabbit. Do you see them yet? Do you smell them? Do you hear them as they start from their slumber? As they crawl up from the banks of the muddy Thames, from broken-toothed windows,
from beneath the remains of skeletal cars, with their loose skin and their longing pearl eyes. Do you see them banging against one of the many thousand endless glass towers like still paintings?
Pining for escape. Pining for you. You do, don't you?
Huh?
Well, go on then. Run!
The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Run Rabbit was written by Luke Condor. Sheriff is Sonny Osan. Gemma is Kirsty Wolven. The news reporter is Murr Morris. Driver is Kareem Cronfley. The car phone is Hannah Wright. Lil is Cherie Hendry. The Nightingales are Vic Collins, Murr Morris, Mark Nixon, and Oliver Smith. Stanley is Reese Lawton. Mr. C is Paul Warren. Reginald is Benjamin Chandler. Dialogue editing by Atticus Jackson. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Shuttlecotti. Directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah, with executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Suzanne Desrochers Romero. a Bloody FM production.